Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with Star Trek. Is there another one on the way?
There is, and I think it's going to be the final one in the chapter.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it is in the Kelvin timeline,
okay.
Right? So these are the ones that started in 2009. So the cast included the likes of Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana. You know, Simon Pegg was in there as well. So yeah, the plan, I suppose, they have been for a few years now trying to finish this sort of series. They've had a couple of attempts at it because the last one was 8 years ago, Star Trek Beyond. So they've got the creator of The Flight Attendant, Steve Yockey, is on board now as the new writer for it. He's a playwright as well. He's been kept busy in TV over the last few years. He's worked on the likes of Supernatural for 4 seasons, and he'll soon launch Netflix's Dead Boy Detective. So this might actually kind of, it's Paramount Pictures and Bad Robot, so they may actually get it lined up, because I suppose they probably do want to finish the series, and they're very popular. You know, there's Trekkies
out there
be very happy to hear that they'd be kind of bringing that one to a conclusion in terms of that really good cast that they lined up for it.
All right, now we're staying with major franchises. If we thought there was a major conclusion to Pirates of the Caribbean, back again, really?
Yes, and unfortunately maybe a reboot, I'd say, of the franchise, because this is producer Jerry Bruckheimer has confirmed that they're going to do a full reboot of it. To date, there's been 5 films in the franchise, from the original in 2003, all the way through to Dead Men Tell No Tales. That was in 2017. I suppose the talk was around the likes of Johnny Depp. He was such a big part of that franchise, you know, would he reprise his role and whatnot. But out promoting Guy Ritchie's latest film, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, the famed producer says that the next entry in the series won't have to wait around for actors to get on board. That's a clear indicator that it's looking like it's going to be rebooted. They've got a co-creator and showrunner of The Last of Us, Craig Mazin, who seems to be involved, that he and Ted Elliott have been developing a new film, which apparently they pitched to Disney, thinking that it would never get anywhere, but it now seems that it has grown some legs, and that's maybe who's going to be leading the writing on this one. So yeah, we'll keep you posted on the next Pirates of the Caribbean, which, remember, was a ride at Disney, and that's what prompted the films in the first place.
Yeah. Okay. Austin Butler, he's been doing great work, hasn't he? I mean, amazing as Elvis, loved him in Dune Part 2. What is his next project, Garrett?
Yeah, well, he seems to be just now working with some very good directors, and his next project is going to be with Darren Aronofsky.
Oh wow.
So obviously the director of the likes of Black Swan, The Wrestler, The Whale, and he's going to do a crime thriller called Caught Stealing, which is based on a book by Charlie Houston, who will adapt his own work. Now Butler is going to play Hank Thompson, a burnt out former baseball player, as he unwittingly is plunged into a wild fight for survival in the downtown criminal underworld of 1990s Manhattan. Talking about his work with, you know, interesting filmmakers, I mean, his next film that we're going to see him on screen is alongside Tom Hardy in a sort of period gang drama called The Bike Riders, and Jeff Nichols directed that.
That so looks he's really making good, some, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's making some really, really good choices. Of course, he featured in Masters of the Air as well, the Apple TV series. So yeah, he's flying high.
That is Austin Butler. Now here's an interesting one. Saturday Night Live, the movie, am I right?
Yeah, movie. And actually, it's only when you sort of dig into it that you realise, actually, this could be a good premise, because it's reportedly unfolds in real time and deals with the behind the scene moments in the hour and a half leading up to the very first broadcast.
Oh.
So when you consider, you know, you were taking this group of, you know, hugely talented comedians, when you look at the names that were in
this
there.
This is when it was good, Gareth, right?
Well, it was 1975. That's the title of the movie, SNL 1975.
Okay.
So you have the Fabelmans breakout star, Gabrielle LaBelle. He's going to lead the ensemble as the famed producer, Lorne Michaels. But in there now in casting, you've got J.K. Simmons is going to play legendary comedian Milton Berle. You've got Dan Aykroyd to be played by Dylan O'Brien. Jim Henson by Nicholas Braun. John Belushi by Matt Wood. Chevy Chase by Corey Michael Smith. And Billy Crystal played by Nicholas Padani.
See, there were such big names in those early
days. Big names, yeah.
Yeah.
And they all went on to such success throughout the
80s. It was a starting ground, wasn't it? Yeah.
Huge starting ground. And it survived at that for, you know, many years before it obviously became a little bit kind of turned in on itself. Yes. Now it still gets big audiences, but nothing like primetime TV did back in 1975.
Okay, we will keep an eye on that one too. Cillian Murphy, there's no stopping him. He's not just sitting back and admiring the Oscar. He's just on it, isn't he, Garrett?
He's just on it. Well, yeah. I suppose this is the time to strike, isn't
exactly.
it? And you know, the fact that he's producing now and he's going working with Universal Pictures, who've acquired the film rights to Mark A. Bradley's upcoming novel, Blood Runs Cold. And Cillian Murphy is going to star and produce it as well. This story unfolds in the late 1960s in the coal mines of Pennsylvania and deals with one of the most infamous crimes in labor union history. Mm. Murphy is going to play Chip, a labor attorney who made it his life mission to get justice for his father, Jock, because there was this sort of conspiracy where a lot of the men were killed when they were gathered because they stood up to basically a corrupt union president. So sounds like an interesting, you know, novel, and obviously will make a good film. But he's not resting because there's been so many rumours around Danny Boyle's 28 Years Later. He's going to potentially star in that, and Stephen Knight's Peaky Blinders film as well. He's going
That's
to feature.
That's
going to
happen,
so
yeah.
He's going to be so busy, but yeah. You know. Why not?
As you say, it's the time, it's the time. Now, another Irish production for us.
Yes, this is called Fran the Man. This is a feature mockumentary written by Richie Conroy and directed by Stephen Bradley. This has begun filming mm-hmm. in Dublin. Dara Humphreys reprises his role from what was a TV series. The original show actually aired on Setanta Sports and TV3 back in 2009 to 2011. Also in the cast, you have Ardal O'Hanlon, A.B. Huberman, Richard Cooper, Tony O'Rourke, and Deirdre O'Kane. So Fran the Man, currently shooting.
Okay, and news of an award.
Yes, this is the Cork International Film Festival. The National Sculpture Factory and Sample Studios are delighted to announce an open call for applications for the Parallax Emerging Film Artist Award. This was established in 2022. It's a sort of unique award that seeks out, supports and platforms graduate film artists from Irish fine art education institutions and is a collaboration between three significant arts-based organisations in Cork. So it's open to graduates of to 2024 graduates of degree programmes in Irish third level visual arts education. The deadline for it is the 21st of June. If you look up Parallax Awards at corkfilmfest.org, you'll get all the details there.
Very good. What trailer watch have you for us?
Okay, so the Bad Boys are back in a movie called Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Come on, Mike, slow down.
We are late.
My stomach, Mike. I need a ginger ale.
Get a ginger ale and nothing else.
Are those dogs fresh?
Put them in yesterday.
Open the register.
Stay right there.
Mm-mm. Is that Skittles on the counter, Marcus?
This ain't mine, Mike.
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want to deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Sorry, sir, but I gotta go.
Call 911.
Aren't you the police?
That is Bad Boys Ride or Die, Garrett.
And I think this clip from the trailer tells you exactly what you're going
to get
with this one, because Miami's finest are back. The cast again, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence starring in it. Except what they're saying, this time around they're on the run. So it's always a big summer movie. June 7th is when it's going to be released. So that's Bad Boys back again.
Okay, let's look at new releases in cinemas this weekend. We'll start with Mother's Instinct.
Did you ever see a lassie? Did you ever see a lassie go this way and that?
Theo? Theo!
When Theo was born, I couldn't even hold him. Okay, I was afraid I was gonna drop him. I'm a terrible mother.
You're a wonderful mother. And a wonderful friend.
I just want you to be happy too.
Max? Max, get down, it's not safe.
Did you ever see a lassie go this way?
Yeah.
Max is gone.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. That's Mother's Instinct.
Yeah, and it's led here by Academy Award winners Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway. Sort of an unnerving psychological thriller about two best friends and neighbours.
Yeah, it's a beautiful looking film, I have to say, with such a dark story. It's almost like a fashion show, which I was fine with, between the visuals and the super performances from our two leads. I have to say my attention was kept throughout. It's a little over the top and it's a little bit silly, but if you're in the mood for it, it's that whole sense of paranoia and that idea of you know, keeping the audience wondering throughout, which created great tension. So the plot a little bit out there, not sure about the ending, but it's a very entertaining watch, and it's great to see a strong female driven thriller. So it's a bit of fun with a little bit of intensity. That is Mother's Instinct. What else have we, Garrett?
Well, you know, it's the Easter holidays, because yes, you have Kung Fu Panda 4 released as well. Jack Black leading the cast here, Awkwafina in it too, and it's always it's a very popular series, the fact that we're on number 4 at this stage. There's also an interesting other animation out called Robot Dreams as well. This is about a dog lives in Manhattan. Mm. He's tired of being alone. One day he decides to build himself a robot, a companion. Their friendship sort of blossoms until they become inseparable to the rhythm of 80s NYC. And then one summer night, dog with great sadness is forced to abandon robot at the beach. The question is, will they ever meet again? Now, another big one on the big screen for probably the teenagers, Godzilla Kong, the new empire. This is a new installment in the MonsterVerse, puts the mighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal deadly threat hidden within our world. Rebecca Hall and Dan Stevens starring in that one. And
that'll do nicely for the Easter halls, I think.
Oh, it certainly will, yeah. And then on limited release as well, Disco Boy. This is after a painful journey through Europe, Alexei arrives in Paris to join the Foreign Legion. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, Jomo struggles against the oil companies threatening his village and the lives of his family. That's your selection this week.
Okay, what about a TV movie?
Yeah, so this is about, I don't think we've ever had this one before in all our years, and it's probably a great time to watch it on a Sunday night, nice and early at 9 o'clock. This is about an army captain is sent on a top secret mission into Cambodia, where his goal is to find and assassinate a renegade colonel who's gone insane and is worshipped by his followers as a god. However, as his patrol boat journeys further upriver, the conflict and disarray surrounding him becomes increasingly disturbing and nightmarish. A great cast here, Martin Sheen, Robert Duvall, and the infamous Marlon Brando in Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now.
That's a biggie.
It is a biggie. So if you have the time and you want to watch it, it is a good one. It's on BBC Two. It's on tomorrow night and it's on at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.